tonight. Oh, thank you all for coming. But tonight, we have somebody that's very, very dear to me. And if anyone, if you haven't met her, get ready, because you're going to fall in love. Everybody does. Everybody does. To me, she's one of the sweetest people on this earth. And I have such good judgment, you know that. Right? Uh-oh. Scratching his chin, I'm not sure what that means. But he's a good-sized guy, so I better be careful. But this young lady has worked for God all her life. Her young years were hard. They were not easy. But out of that, she pulled love until this young lady that's going to speak tonight overflows in love. Not knowing that at one time there would be a time for her to be able overflowing in love for her own sake. She had been overflowing in love for a lot of other people. Her sisters and her mommy, her daddy, you know, her family. Not knowing that all that was just practice work. Because love is God. And if you're overflowing in love, that means you're very tightly packaged with God, right? I see a beautiful smile back there. I got to get acquainted with that kid. See her, right? In front of you, sir, back there in the back. We tap the lady in the back of the head and sitting in front of you. You're a gentleman. Go ahead. Hit her in the back of the head. That's her shoulder, not her head. But this young lady, no matter how hard her life could be, she just kept on loving and loving everybody. I've never heard her say a negative word about anything, and I've known her for quite a few years now. And she's going to share some of her adventure with us. She got diagnosed with cancer. And it wasn't just a slight case, it was a big case of cancer. They thought it was a 4 and it ended up being a 3. And hopefully she'll talk all about that tonight. Because I guarantee you, without the love that all of you people have been sending her, the real McCoy of love, the real feeling of love that you've been sending to her, she is succeeding to get rid of that cancer. Of course, she had gone through radiation galore. Oh, and you know what? I complain because I don't want her having to go through all that radiation and all that, but because it makes you kind of sick, you know? She doesn't complain. She complains about nothing. This child complains about nothing. And I'm calling her a child because she's only early 30s somewhere. And has all this wonderful life left ahead of her now. And I guarantee you, if you know her already, you already are in love with her. And if you don't know her, get ready to fall in love with our Crystal.
Hi. Oh, thank you. Oh, you guys are going to make me cry, and I'm going to lose my fake eyelashes. Oh, it's so fun to be back at church. I haven't been back here because I was diagnosed with cancer, and this church is just crazy. Crazy good. Who sings Let's Go Fly a Kite at any other church, right? I love it. It feels so good. So I'm excited to share my journey with you. I want to say some thank yous. Millie, you have, and I'm going to try not to cry. Sorry, guys. I'm a little bit emotional. You have been a grandmother to me, and I adore you. And she's taught me so much. First, she was just my acquaintance, you know, and then I just got really close to her. It's just natural, and we just bonded. And I went to her classes for about, I think, 8 years. She has classes here on Thursday and Tuesday nights, and they're spiritual awareness classes, and they're amazing. And I've learned so much from you, and you've helped me grow as a human. And I just have faith. I have faith. I had faith before, but I have major faith. And I just have faith, and I love you so much. So thank you for everything. And then I want to also thank your daughters, Diana, Andy, and Anita. They've been right by my side through all of this, especially Diana. Cindy Walker, I know you're listening from St. Louis. She's been a huge support. Linda Palos was the first one I actually called because she's been through breast cancer herself. So thank you so much. The Corner of the World, there's a website. It's called The Corner of the World where you could pray for people. And I'm on that. And I'm just so grateful for that. So thank you, Sharon Dawn. The Wolfs, the Wolf family in New Mexico, I'm so grateful to them, and my family in Texas. Also, I'm trying not to cry, Susie and my beautiful, handsome godson, Daniel, right back there. Sorry to make you guys look. Thank you guys so much. You've been so much support. Tammy, Terry, and my beautiful sister, Amanda, thank you so much for all your support. I love you so much. And thank you guys for all your support. I just want to get that out of the way. And to my best friend and my partner, 11 years, thank you. Because I know I could be a pain in the butt, especially with all this chemo and stuff. Your emotions just go up and down. So here we go. I'm going to start. So May 23rd, I was at my godson's open house. It was his kindergarten open house, and I was so excited, taking pictures. And I had just gotten a biopsy 2 weeks prior, and I'm talking a little bit about cancer because it's Cancer Awareness Week, and it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Anyways, so Liz is like, take the phone call. And I'm like, oh, I'm really enjoying this. I know it's the doctor. Should I take the phone call? I didn't think anything was going to be wrong. I'm 34 years old, right? So I was like, okay, I'm going to step out. I'll take the phone call. And it was shocking because he said, I'm sorry to tell you this. Is this Crystal Mackey? I said, yeah, this is Crystal Mackey. He said, I'm sorry to tell you this in person. And then at that point, you're like, what the heck is going on, you know? And he said, I'm sorry, but you've been diagnosed. You have breast cancer. And I didn't know what to do. I thought I was really strong. I didn't think I was going to start crying. I was outside and breast cancer, 34. Me? This is happening to me? You don't know until you go through it or any kind of illness. If anybody had illness in your family, hopefully none of you guys have that, but you could relate. The shocking news of a loved one dying or whatever shock that you get, I couldn't believe it. And my head was spinning. So I went to the bathroom and I started to cry. And I was thinking, oh my goodness, Daniel, I have to get back to him. Why couldn't I get together? So Liz ended up, thank goodness we lived really close to my house, and she took me home, and I was just in shock. Breast cancer. Scary. Scary, scary. I just read this book, The Truth About Cancer, the year before, and then I have cancer. So it was crazy. I was in shock. 2 days later, we went on May 25th. It was a Friday, and I have the best oncologist. She's an Indian lady from India, and she does holistic along with, you know, like chemo and stuff. And she told us, I didn't know anything about cancer, and I'm CNA, I'm going to be a nurse, and I'm thinking, I don't know anything about, I was so ignorant about cancer. Even though I read the book, I didn't know much, you know, still learning. Anyway, she told me it was a stage 3. Okay, so now I have cancer. Okay, cancer, okay. Stage 3? What's stage 3? It was so shocking to me, so shocking, and the only thing that I had was my faith. My faith is the only thing that I had. And Liz and I sat for 2 weeks, I think, right? Was it like 2 weeks? We were like in bed. I couldn't even make it to church. And then I was mad at myself because I was like, you're not going to be a victim. Stop being a victim. You know, so you kind of like tear yourself up, whatever you're going through. Don't be a victim. You're going to be fine. But it was so shocking. It was so shocking. So anyways, I want to share. I'm getting thirsty. I want to kind of share out or share how it started because I kind of kicked myself in the butt because I didn't get to the doctor when it was like stage 1. So what I have is called inflammatory breast cancer. It usually starts out as a stage 3 because it just comes on really rapid, really fast. So it started out right here. I was working out and I was like, oh, I'm itching. I have a rash. It must be my hippie deodorant that I'm putting on. You know, I'm like, oh my gosh, this stuff should be working. And I'm like, I'm itching, itching, itching. Didn't go away. It moved to my eyes. The rash moved to my eyes. And that didn't go away. So I'm like, that's weird. Just let it go. Week goes by. I start feeling a lump, a little lump. I'm like, oh, that's so weird. It must be a fatty lump. Or dis for the women out there, even men, you know, dense breast. And so I let it go. So the lump actually grew very fast within a couple of weeks, okay? From 12 o'clock to 6 o'clock. Finally, I went to the doctor and I was like, what is going on? I have a lump. And I think I told you about this, Linda. I had you actually touch it and like, what is this? Because I'm thinking 34, my blood test came back fine. Everything's fine. What the heck is this? Anyways, they put me on antibiotics for 2 weeks. At that time, I was going out to New Mexico for Christmas. So I did my antibiotics. It wasn't going away. It kept on growing. It grew very, very rapidly. And I thought, this is just crazy. What kind of infection do I have? So they did mammograms. Mammograms didn't show anything. They did ultrasounds. Ultrasounds didn't show anything. So finally, we got it approved for a biopsy. And that's how I was, that's how they found out that I had breast cancer. So it's very scary for young people and older people. I really want people to really check their breast and whatever. If you feel a lump, get it checked out. You know, and if you want to do the holistic way, go ahead and do it. Mine was too late. I have stage 3. I told my doctor, I said, I'm about to graduate. I have 8 more weeks. I have 8 more weeks. And I've been going to school for like forever because I raised kids when I was, it's a long story, but I adopted some kids and I raised them. And I'm like, I'm finally going back to school 3 years later and I'm about to graduate. There's no way I have cancer. And I'm not doing chemo until I'm done with my summer school because I'm about to graduate. And she said, Crystal, if you don't do it right now, you will die a slow death. So I put my faith into her. I've researched a lot. I know there's other ways, but for me, chemo's right for now. And my tumor has shrunk. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to kind of let you guys know a little bit of facts about IBS. It's rare. Like I said before, it's 1% to 3%. Chance that ladies get this kind of breast cancer. So I really want people to be aware. It's a rapid developing cancer, swollen. I was very swollen. Like I said, the rash, red, tender, dimpling, all right here. You may not have these symptoms, but again, I would get checked if you feel any lump anywhere in your body, because it's, I don't care how old you are, you know? And I'm going to talk to you guys about my faith. It kind of feels like I'm talking really fast. Sorry, guys. I'm like, it's only been like 5 minutes, and I think I'm done. No. So I'm going to tell you about my faith. My faith is strong. I've always had faith in the Lord. Like I said, Millie's classes taught me so much. I know angels are around, and angels, if you guys are new, what we call angels are friends that have passed, people, ancestors that have passed, that walk by your side. They're always there, right? And so those are angels for me. And I just feel so much better knowing that, especially getting diagnosed with breast cancer, because it's scary, you know? Getting diagnosed with anything is scary. But just knowing that I have faith and I have wonderful friends and wonderful family, and I'm just really, really blessed. So faith for me is a big thing. And again, Millie, thank you so much. I don't know if you're doing classes this year, but if she is, I would definitely encourage you guys to go if you can make it. They're amazing and they're life-changing. They really are. And she also gave me a Bible, the Living Bible. It's the same as a Holy Bible. It's just kind of simpler to read. And I open that all the time and I ask God or, you know, the angels, I say, just give me a message. Just give me a message. And they it's usually like right, exactly right on. I'm like, yes. They're listening. So my faith is really big for me. So everybody has a hard life, right? Everybody has their story. Some people have easier than others, but then sometimes they struggle with depression, or they struggle with anxiety, or they struggle with fear, or they struggle with just feeling crappy and not good enough, not pretty enough, not smart enough. And you are. We all are. We all have our own stuff. And I want to let you know, all of those fears, and I'm talking to myself while I'm talking to you, is cancer. Even though it's not your cells, that's cancer. Negativity is cancer. And it's really, really, really hard to get out of a negative way. And I don't mean to be like Debbie Downer, but I've had a lot of those times in my life, you know, and where it felt like there's nobody around. And I was just in such a dark spot. And through my faith and through especially going through this cancer, it's like I got down there again for probably 2 weeks. Like I said, we were just sitting there and I got really, really down. And I just had to hold on to faith and to God. And it was hard, you know, when you're in a dark spot and you're all alone and you can't tell anybody, thank goodness I could. But I've been in depression before. I've worked through all those fears. I still have fear, but I'm working on it because who knows, I could be gone in 10 years. I could be gone in five. I don't know. But I have faith and I don't feel like I'm going to be gone. So if I am, God knows, it's God willing, right? I have to leave it in God's hands. But I just want to hopefully inspire anybody that's feeling lost. You're never lost. If you have faith, you're never lost. If you're lonely and you have nobody to talk to and you're like, oh, I just wish I had a boyfriend or a girlfriend. I really need somebody to talk to. You have God. I encourage you to open the Bible and just kind of, you don't have to read. I've never read it from front to finish, but I just open it and kind of let my eyes go wherever it leads me. And I just hope that if anybody that is in here tonight is struggling with anything, depression, anxiety, not feeling good enough, I hope that you guys just have faith and take it one day at a time. That's all you can do, is one day at a time. What else? I have to say the power of prayer really works. It really does. We were in a car accident 2 years ago, I think. Yeah, 2016. Is that almost 3 years ago? And the whole church prayed for us. And it worked healing. Liz had what they call flail chest. So she was hanging out the window and she was almost dead. And I'm just looking at her, trying to get her off the window. But anyways, she was in the hospital for a week and she almost died, but through prayer, through the corner of the world, I'm telling you, she healed so good. And I had really bad PTSD. I never thought it really existed. And see, I got it. But I was like, PTSD, come on. Maybe only for military people, you know? Well, I got PTSD. And it's tough and it's depressing. And I, through my faith, I got out of it. So I guess what I'm trying to say is faith and prayers are what is saving me. And I know I'm going to be okay. I kind of feel like when I adopted my two younger siblings, not this one, she's from my dad's side, but from my mom's side, my mom was a drug addict. And we were in foster care for a while. And I always wanted to get my sisters. And I'm 11 years older than my youngest one. And I made it come true at the age 21. I ended up adopting them. And I knew one day that all through all that garbage that they went through, you know, I had faith that I was going to get them and I got them. You guys, that was huge. Cause I had to like fight social services, a 21 year old, you know, getting two kids. And they were 8 and 10 at the time. And then for some reason I told Millie this and I told the Landis girls this, I said, and I think I told you, Tammy, I said, I feel like this is part of my walk. Yeah. Cancer's scary. It is, but I'm not going to be scared. I'm going to fight it, you know? I mean, there's always a little scared part of me in there, but I'm going to fight it. I'm going to have faith. But sorry, my mouth is so dry. Sorry, guys. But for some reason, I feel like this is supposed to be part of my walk. I don't know why. I want to be a nurse, God willing. And hopefully, I thought I was compassionate enough. Jeez. But maybe I'll be a little bit more compassionate. Who knows? But I just feel like this is part of my walk. I don't know how to explain it. I guess it's just having faith. That's all. And thank you guys for listening to me. Oh, sorry, really quick. I don't want to embarrass her, but I have my first sister here, and she just got a promotion, and her name's Amanda, and she's turning 25 on Saturday, and I want to sing happy birthday to Amanda. Okay, are we ready? 1, 2, 3.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Amanda. Happy birthday to you.
Was that too fast? Okay. Thank you, guys. Thank you for listening to my story. And please, anybody out there that's struggling with depression, just take it one day at a time. God loves you. Thank you.
Now, is she an angel? She's an angel. Look at the flowers she's getting.